So I invite you to close your eyes, take a moment to ground in to Mother Earth, to anchor in into this moment. What we're going to do now is an infinity healing process, and it's very powerful. We're going to connect with hearts all over the world and beyond. And the way the infinity healing works, it's a modality that I created. It's learned by students worldwide, taught by students worldwide. We even have an 8-year-old in India who's going out there and helping people with all sorts of health stuff. So it's very simple but very powerful. And all it is source, God, universal energy connecting to you, doing infinite things for you so that you can be your infinite self. And this includes working on the belief systems, the emotions, the fears, the root traumas, things from childhood, from mom, dad, ancestral lineage, past lives if you believe in that, and beyond. There's so much more we don't even know we can ask for, and that gets integrated in the session. Every time you say yes, you're allowing this process to begin, and it continues working indefinitely till it's done doing everything it knows to do that is for your highest good. So starting now, we're activating the infinity healing, and you can imagine it as a powerful force pouring down from Source God Universe to your being, starting with the top of your head. And if you'd like to receive it, you can say yes. And if there's anything interfering with you being able to receive or release the maximum, would you like to clear that right now? Yes. And starting now, we're asking for this infinity healing to help us raise our consciousness. At the end of the day, it's all about consciousness. It's all about frequency. It's all about vibration. I think Tesla mentioned that. So if you'd like an infinity healing to raise your consciousness, raise your frequency, raise your vibration, and to continue to remain in this beautiful vortex of alignment, of mastering the energy game, if you'd like that, just say yes. And just allow the harmony to happen, so everything's functioning and aligned in that divine harmony. Imagine your frequency raising or tune, just like a radio where it's like a little scratchy at first, and then you find the right frequency, and now you're back in harmony with Mother Earth, in harmony with the higher frequencies, higher dimensions, with Source God Universe, that love frequency and beyond, vibration. So again, raising our frequency and vibration higher and higher to higher states of bliss, of gratitude, appreciation, empowerment, truth. Truth, everything has a frequency. Truth has a frequency. That's why when someone says something and it really resonates with you, your body reacts to it. You get those tingles, right? You get those sensations. Why? Because there was a frequency in what was said that resonated. We're all energy at the end of the day. So if we're really wanting to experience true mastery, we master it on a spiritual, energetic level. And just allow this energy to continue to raise higher and higher while we're remaining grounded to Mother Earth. And we can imagine ourselves as powerful mountains grounded into Mother Earth. So it's not just raising higher and higher and we're no longer here. We're still super grounded. We're not here to escape our bodies and go up there. We're here to bring those higher frequencies and energies, the visions that we have from, if we believe in home planets, what we believe heaven on earth to be, bringing those visions from the higher realms down and anchoring it into Mother Earth. You have a say and what you desire heaven on earth to be. You're creating it right now. You are a vessel. Your visions can anchor into Mother Earth. If every human being created their lives the way they wish it to be, then everyone has a say. Everyone gets a vote in what this experience is going to be, not just a handful of people. So would you like to anchor in your vision of heaven on earth here on planet Earth? beautiful. And we're asking for this to continuously raise our awareness, expand our consciousness, raise our frequency and vibrations. Beautiful. And would you like an infinity healing to have your heart expand and create this beautiful toroidal field, which you can imagine like a core of an apple, and eat an apple. It does this thing where it goes, it starts off big and then gets smaller and then it goes big below. And just imagine that increasing, spreading, getting bigger. And imagine hearts all over the world, which we already are connected, but let's consciously spread our love through the connections with other hearts on our planet, connecting to all the ley lines that are best for us to connect with, and only connecting with the beings that are for our best. There's tons of intentions I've set that we're literally surrounded by beings of love and light from all areas and levels of consciousness, holding space for us now to remember who we are. And we're asking for what's not best within our beings and on our planet to be alchemized, to be transmuted, to be sent to the ground, to be sent back to where they need to go. We're asking that we remember who we are, bring our beings back into the divine blueprint, powerfully anchor us into the timelines that are of the divine will, what God wishes for us. Please, Source God Universe, use us as an instrument of your will so we can co-create what's best for ourselves and for the planet. Utilize our gifts, talents, and abilities to the fullest so we can reach and create the most impact on our planet from a place of being, from the heart center. And help us right now in this moment shift, create that global shift that's needed from a level of consciousness to shift our planetary destiny within the infinite dimensions, in all space, time, and dimensions, now and forever. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Please, God, source, deepen this healing. Take it to the next level. Include more than what we know to ask for so that this or something greater can happen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Amen. So it is. So mote it be. And you're welcome to bring yourself back into this moment. And just tune in. See what started to shift for you. What feels different inside of your being.